All right, here we go. So yesterday, the S&P 500 made a new record high, despite the CPI inflation data being higher than expected. And how are the markets reacting to this today? And how does this affect our position? Plus, also, we did two more WTF trades that we're going to talk about. So with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Wednesday, March 13th. And this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And yeah, Mark, yesterday, fireworks after the CPI data that was higher than expected.
Yeah, some might argue that that was a bit of a surprise with CPI coming in higher than expected being a potential concern when you look at the Fed and their campaign to fight inflation with rates being higher. But it was also mostly in line with expectations. And I think there was kind of a sigh of relief, Marcus.
That's probably it, because we saw that markets, let me just see if I can get a green pen here. If you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, I mean, markets opened higher, pulled lower, but after filling the gap, moved higher, lower, higher. And it seems that the uncertainty is getting sucked out of the market, because if you look at the VIX, the fear index, it is trading below 14 again.
Exactly. And I think that says it all. There was some fear going into that report. And I think that the fear was, what if there's a big jump, right? That's unexpected. And we did tick higher, but it was mostly in line. So I think that there was just this sigh of relief. Investors like that opportunity after that CPI number. And you look at the Fed there. And I mean, not the June, the ease for June at 65%, that's starting to come down a little bit. It was over 72, I think, at one point. Yeah. So I think investors or Fed funds futures are starting to show that the July cut is most likely. Well, it's still likely for June, but I think that July cut's looking more and more like the number.
But we also have the 99% for no cut for next week. I mean, we're approaching next week, and this is the highest number that we have seen. But now traders are certain, okay, nothing is going to happen between now and next week that will make the Fed cut rates. 87% probability that they keep it the same in the May meeting. And then, as you said, probably June. We have always been in the June-July camp, later more in the July camp. And I just think it's good that right now traders are kind of going step by step or right next to the Fed and also say, okay, yes, we anticipate 1, 2, 3 rate cuts this year. And I believe that next week the Fed will pour some cold water on these hopes and say, you know what, let's forget about the 3, 2 sounds like a better number. I believe that this is going to happen next week.
Sure, definitely a possibility. And I agree with the Fed funds futures starting to be a little more realistic, because even in the fourth quarter of last year, the probability of a cut at the March meeting was high if you looked at Fed funds futures. And based on what the Fed was saying, it didn't seem like that was likely. So maybe a little more realistic at this point.
Yeah. Interest rates marching higher today for a third day in a row. Both the 10-year yield and the 2-year yield up around 0.5% today. Markets not going anywhere. The Dow is still 3%, S&P down 0.1%, NASDAQ down 0.5%, and this just because in the NASDAQ, if you look at the NASDAQ, we see that the heavyweights are actually losing ground today. Tesla down 3%, Meta down 1%, Nvidia down, and Apple down. And for Nvidia, I mean, Nvidia had a pretty bad day yesterday already. Let's actually do it here on the PowerX Optimizer. So yesterday, if we zoom in, Nvidia was down. Oh no, yesterday they were up. That's what I, okay.
Yeah.
Up 7%, today down, yeah.
Exactly, so big day yesterday, a little bit of a pullback. And you know, there's still some uncertainty, although the VIX has started to ease pullback a little bit. We still have PPI data tomorrow. So after a big day yesterday, yeah, I saw a headline, S&P retreating. Well, the S&P is down 4 points, less than a tenth of a percent. It looks like this is the pause here.
Yeah, there's no S&P retreating. Anyhow. So let's take a look at our positions. Let's maybe start with the wheel. Since yesterday we start with WTF. So Apple today down, another opportunity to get into Apple. I sold the 170 put yesterday for 80 cents. Right now, 75 cents available. What do you think?
Looking pretty good. And this is one that I'm definitely keeping an eye on, because yesterday I was on the fence between the 170, also seeing if maybe there was some premium in the 167.50. Right now, 77 cents for the 170 and 23 cents for the 167.50. So not enough to get that 30% annualized. I'm watching this though, because maybe we get a little more pullback.
Yeah. So you're still eyeing the 167.50.
I like the one. Let's put it this way. I like the 167.50, but if there's some big premium at 170, I might go for that. The 70 cents is good, or 77 cents. You got 80 yesterday, right?
I got 80 yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that there were some mastermind members got $1.05, $1.10, I think even up to $1.20. And then it finished strong, but I'm on the fence. I definitely like this trade, but I'd prefer the 167.50.
Okay. All right. CSIQ tomorrow is the big day. So tomorrow before the bell, CSIQ will report earnings. And the question is, okay, what are they reporting? And we already know that probably the revenue is less, and that's kind of what is expected right now. I thought that we had the data here, so let's just go to CSIQ. We don't even have it here. So the earnings and the estimate. Anyhow, so I do believe that, yes, they will post low revenue numbers. But the question is, what is their outlook? So is the outlook for 2024 good? This might make a jump. And we have talked about it. We are just at a critical crossroads here. So we need to see, can we stay above 20? Will we break out above 22, or what's happening? So today, up 0.5% ahead of earnings.
Opening lower and rallying, I'll take that. But yeah, there's a big wild card with earnings. And I mean, this is where even if there is an earnings disappointment, it's really all about guidance, right? If there's a disappointment, but then CSIQ comes out and says, you know what, we feel that the worst is behind us and we're optimistic, especially with the second half of the year. There were some costs that were lower. Their polysilicon prices had dropped, and so you know, that's something that could be helping their numbers, but we just never know. We just have to wait. Right now for us, it's holding the position and seeing how the market reacts.
Yeah, it's a guessing game right now. So we'll know more tomorrow morning when we are right here in the show. NEE having a really good day today. So, I mean, now still up 4%, was up as much as 5% this morning. So today we were trading as high as 60.37, right now flirting with the 60 mark. And we do see, yes, we do have some resistance right here at 60. So time for NEE to break through. Next resistance point then at 63. Let's see. I hope that we don't fill the gap, that we can just run away and go right into the range between 60 and 63. But this is looking good today.
Yeah, I'll take this. And it looks like even though yields were higher, that this move was tied to a U.S. federal elections complaint or committee, something going on there. So maybe they, you know, investors were worried about a potential litigation and a judgment. But with that being closed, it looks like there's a pop here on some maybe extra funds available now.
Yeah. All right, and then we have UPS. UPS hanging in there at the higher level. We're actually trading as high as 158.91, now retracing back. So I have sold the 157.50 against my half of my position, and that's at my cost basis, and I'm planning to sell the other half at 162.50. Not been able to do this, and we will see. Maybe I even have an opportunity to roll the 157.50.
Yeah, not too bad there. The 160 actually had 30% or got close to it for this week and next. Not quite where I need to be to sell calls at my cost basis, but pulling back, but looking good today.
Looking good today. And then, yeah, no new trades for us, which is not surprising because with the markets diddling around and the VIX at low levels here, nothing really to enter. And we talked about it with our masterminds. I mean, Wednesday for me is any hour day where I'm not super active. And it's probably because it's Wednesday seem to be just in general a diddle day.
Hey, it's hump day.
Yeah. All right, WTF. So this is where we did have some action. Merck, let's start with this one. So Merck right now being down, I mean, I just checked a little bit earlier. I'm now down like 2.5% on Merck, 2% on Merck. So entered at 124.91 and currently trading at 122. No exit signal yet, so slightly down. It is what it is.
Yeah, and this one actually tomorrow goes ex-dividend. So without an exit signal, we will be entitled to a 77 cent dividend. Stock would be expected to drop by 77 cents as well. Right now, it's just following the plan, and we'll see if there's a bounce after that ex-date. Just have to wait.
Yeah. And then we have ZS. ZS is not going anywhere. ZS I bought for 201.14, right now trading at 201. So nothing happening just yet, just around the cost basis and therefore our break even.
Yep, just waiting.
Verisk Analytics. We did have an exit signal today and we did exit it this morning. I exited it at 237.05. And this turned into a small winning trade.
Actually, this one.
Oh, no, you're right. Small loss. Small loss. A couple of $100 loss.
Yeah, that's all right.
But super small loss. I mean, really, a couple of $100. And then save the best for last. PDD, Pinduoduo. Today, opening higher, rallying. So we close this with a nice profit, and just like that, let me just go to the statistics here. That is not the right strategy I wanted to do. Look at this one for this year. Still not the right one. There we go. So PDD turned out to be right now the most profitable trade of the year with $4,086. Nice.
That works. That works right up there with MU doing better, though. Nice. We had to be patient with this one. It pulled back a little quicker or more after we got into it, but then a nice jump, gap higher yesterday, gap higher today to capture some nice gains.
Yeah, just like this. I mean, so far looking good, looking much better than expected. So winning percentage around 84%. Only 3 losses, 16 win. Average profit much higher than the average loss. But this is not what we expecting. So we expected actually to be the winning percentage around 70%. And the average profit to average loss, what was it? 1.7, right? So right now it's 1.99.
So I'll take it. You know, if the strategy is outperforming, fantastic. If this is the new norm, I'm totally okay with it. But just to kind of keep things into perspective, right now it does seem like there's some outperformance. And if there's a loss or two, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, so not a whole lot going on today. Markets are now waiting for the PPI data tomorrow because the PPI data is also closely related to the core PCE index, which is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. So that's what seems to happen right now. The only possibility, if you're interested in this, I believe is Apple. So this would be, I still think, a good trade. Where are you right now with Apple? Let's just see what the bid ask is.
Yeah, I
Okay.
see 70.
78, 79 for the 170.
Yeah.
All right, you're still thinking about it.
Still thinking about it,
All
watching
right,
it.
so tomorrow, super important, CSIQ reporting the earning before the bell. Will this help our position or hurt our position? Make sure to tune in. If you enjoy what we are doing here and how we walk through the markets and our positions, give us a like. Really appreciate this. If you feel that others could benefit from it, there's a share button right underneath. Please share it with others. And then we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Super excited to see what CSIQ has in store for us.
Looking forward to it. Till then, happy trading.